Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. The real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, Mike Wilson, are you into horse racing? And did you check out on Saturday the Kentucky Derby where Medina Spirit wins the 147th Kentucky Derby? And Bob Baffert is now the man as far as it goes with horses. So did you check it out, my friend? Yes or no?
I checked out all the big hats, but that was about it. I'm not a big horse racing guy, but look, I wake up early on Sunday today to watch F1 racing from Portugal. So that's kind of my thing today.
Well, hey, there's something about speed going on with both of these things, right? And one of them is done by an engine. The other is done by a four-legged athlete, man. So anyways, a lot going on. Obviously, the draft happened as well. We'll break that down. NBA basketball, NHL hockey, Major League Baseball. It's getting really cruisy, Mike Wilson, because the Brew Crew are doing some serious work. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll rap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
And they're off. It's Sandy's boy going to the front. Shooting Star is second. Larkspur third. At the quarter, it's Sandy's boy by three lengths. Larkspur is second by a head. Shooting Star third, a length on the rail. Into the stretch, it's Sandy's boy by one length and going to a drive. Larkspur second, a neck on the rail. Shooting Star third, and here comes Seabreeze in the middle of the track. It's a driving finish. Larkspur and Seabreeze, Larkspur and Seabreeze, head and head. And now it's Seabreeze taking the lead. At the finish, it's Seabreeze by three quarters of a length. Larkspur a half a length. Sunbonnet Sue and Mercury.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Man, oh man, Mike. I know you didn't check it out much, the Kentucky Derby, which happened on Saturday, the 147th. And to be quite honest with you, brother, if you turn your television at the wrong time, you may wind up missing it in general because, as a lot of people like to say, it's the fastest 2 minutes in sports. Medina Spirit, I don't know if you know much about that horse at all, but from what I know, I believe that that horse was sold originally for $1,000, Mike. And then obviously later on, I believe, for $35,000. But in general, man, just an incredible horse that I don't think anybody had the expectations of this happening. And sure enough, it did. And John Velasquez, that guy is an amazing jockey. He's just a winner. I'm sorry, but the two guys together here with Bob Baffert and Velasquez, it was a winning formula. So really remarkable. It was good to see people kind of back in the stands. And as we know, Mike, things are changing right now, and we are seeing a little bit more of a normal audience, more of a normal situation, if you will, at many sporting events now. It's not capacity, but you're getting a little bit more atmosphere. And quite frankly, that was my biggest takeaway from the Kentucky Derby, which I saw on Saturday, that, look, we're getting ourselves back to a little bit of a sense of normal. And this is an outdoor event, so quite frankly, man, I was really excited to see that happen, man. I don't know if I have Mike. Maybe I don't have Mike.
Here I am.
There you are, Mike. Okay, so hey, yep. I don't know your take on that, but that's kind of my feeling on the Kentucky Derby and what I saw on Saturday. And again, it's an amazing spectacle. So give me your take.
It is an amazing spectacle. It is something that I do. It's a bucket list thing for me to go to the Kentucky Derby. I think you and I should go to the Kentucky Derby. I think we'd tear Lexington up. They'd be like, whoa, Dorf and Wilson are here. Buckle it down. But it's just one of those things. It's a tradition. When May 1st comes around, a lot of people, you know, that's the thing to watch. And yesterday, look, it just wasn't on the docket for me, but I get the pageantry. I get the dressing up, the big hats, the drinking, the party scene around it. But with the changing times, like you said, it's not, you know, at capacity, but at least there were fans there, a good number of fans there to watch the Run for the Roses. And, like I said, it's a bucket list thing for me. I would love to go to the Kentucky Derby.
I feel you, my man. All right, let's jump out to the phones and let's hook up with none other than John Poulter, who is our professor of sports. And maybe, just maybe, he checked out the Kentucky Derby on Saturday as well. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints, man. You know how I'm feeling right now. I mean, if you don't, I can let both of you guys know how I'm feeling a little bit right now, because I've said it before on the program, and I mean it even more so now. Things are really starting to get very cruisy if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan, man. Beating the Dodgers, handling those guys, getting it done in extra innings and emphatic style. You know what? That's kind of what I like about sports in general. But before we talk baseball, before we talk hockey, did you check out the 147th Kentucky Derby, John?
No, I didn't, and I recognize it's an important event in the sport, but to be honest with you, horse racing isn't something that does an awful lot for me, and it's generally something that I may watch on the highlights on the evening sports, but to sit down and watch a 90-minute or two-hour special for about 2 minutes of action, it doesn't really do much for me, so no, I didn't take it in.
I feel you, and I understand that, and again, I think all you need to do, I think there's a lot of hype and so much buildup that, quite frankly, when the race actually happens, I think people are exhausted and you may walk out of the room and then you wind up missing it. So that to me is like the unfortunate thing about the Kentucky Derby, but it is amazing what Bob Baffert has been able to do. The guy's incredible. Now seven victories for him. John Velasquez, the guy's incredible. Just an amazing jockey. So kudos to those guys and an amazing horse that I think exceeded expectations just so much. It's hard to fathom, to be honest with you. And speaking of hard to fathom, the Boston Red Sox maintain the lead in the American League East. The Kansas City Royals maintain the lead in the American League Central. The Oakland Athletics, they were on a tear. Now they're kind of coming back to earth, and now you got the Houston Astros looking up at you. The Mariners are there, and the Angels. I think this is going to be close the whole way through, so I think that's exciting. The Phillies in the East right now, this thing has been very interesting to watch so far. The Mets were up there, and now look, the Nationals winning three straight. Looks like they started to get their mojo a little bit. Like I mentioned earlier, the Milwaukee Brewers on top of the Central. Good run so far, really good. 7-3 over the last 10 games with three straight over the Dodgers, who, you know what, a week or two ago we were talking about, hey, what kind of records are the Dodgers going to break with this amazing start that they're off to when they were 13-2, if I'm not mistaken. Now they're 16-12. They've lost three straight, 2-8 in the last 10. Obviously, they have lost their mojo. The Giants are on top of the division, and the Padres and the Dodgers are looking up, and you know what? The Diamondbacks, gritty, gutty, and they're not going to quit. That's what I'm learning about them. So, John, I would say that Major League Baseball right now is completely upside down. I got to say, in a lot of ways, it's completely upside down, John.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned the Dodgers because making my notes before the show, one of the things I wrote down on my notepad here is hands up anybody who saw the Dodgers in third place at the end of April. And, you know, I don't think any of us saw that. And to your point, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about them setting records. I think I did mention that I knew they were good, but I thought they would come back to the pack. I didn't think they would come back to the pack quite so much as they did. You know, but having said that, lost 8 of their last 10. They're still on a pace to win 96 games. You win 96 games, that pretty much guarantees you a postseason spot. So probably not an awful lot to worry about right now. What to me is very interesting in that division is the San Francisco Giants, and we touched on this last week. Giants are 16-11, and a lot of that is built on a 10-3 home record in San Francisco. But you know, I look at the opposition in that division. You know, San Diego and Los Angeles, two very good teams. The Diamondbacks mentioned they're playing well lately. You know, they're 7-3 in their last 10. So the Giants are in a division where there's some pretty good teams, and they're sitting on top of that division. So maybe the Giants are a little bit better than we thought they were going to be. I don't know. Does Buster Posey coming back make that much of a difference? Maybe he does. But, you know, I look at that National League East, and Philadelphia Phillies in first place with a 13-14 record. I'm sure it's happened before, but I can't remember when we have looked at Major League Baseball season standings at the end of April and seen a team leading a division with a sub-500 record. I'm sure it's happened before. I don't recall it, but it is rather odd to look at a team, a game under 500 in first place. But to your point, a lot of things are upside down, and I can see that smile on your face from 3,000 miles away when I look at the standings and see your Milwaukee Brewers in first place.
Yeah, it does. It really, and I'll tell you what, John, I've been watching them play, and they're actually kind of fun to watch. They can manufacture runs. They were down, you know, 5-3 in the 11th against the Dodgers, and bam, they score 3 runs to win the game 6-5 just in a beautiful way. So I loved it. You're right. I'm grinning ear to ear. We got to take a break, John. Poulter, a professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here he comes. And that one's deep. Right center. Kristen Yelich has tied it up. Not once, but twice. With the Brewers down to their last strike already this year. Coming up with a monster home run.
This is Dorf on Sports.
There goes another one! Wow!
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
In the game for the Crew, and here's Ryan Braun. On a big home run, the pitch. Ryan Braun sends it to left center and deep. Get him! Beat the Cardinals back-to-back home runs with two outs in the ninth inning. Ryan Braun wins it with a walk-off. Yelich tied it, and Braun does it, and the Brewers come from behind to beat St. Louis.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Now the fun begins.
That is right, baby, because Bob Uecker on the call doesn't get much better than that, people. I grew up listening to that voice, and tell you what, there's certain voices that never get old, and Bob Uecker is one of those voices. So unique in the call and the emotions and the spirit, man. I just you can't make those things up. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. We've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us right now, obviously talking Major League Baseball. And it doesn't happen that often, guys, that the Milwaukee Brewers are the best team in all of baseball. So you got to kind of let me enjoy this moment, at least at this moment in time, when they have the most amount of wins and the least amount of losses in all of Major League Baseball right now. So I don't mean to gloat, I don't mean to brag, but it could all be different next week when we talk. So I got to live in the moment, guys, and the moment right now is it's very cruisy, and the Milwaukee Brewers have beaten up on the Dodgers the last three games, and now they have put themselves in a position where I thought they could be. I know they're defensively sound. Offense, I was worried about timely hitting, but I saw the timely hitting against the Dodgers, so I know they can do it against one of the best. Mike, I know you got some questions for John, so go ahead.
John, good morning. I hope everything is good up there in the frozen tundra up there. But I got two questions for you. One, April for Major League Baseball, the numbers were just down, like averages. Team averages for the league were down to an all-time low. hits per game down to a very low number. And then talking about low, Francisco Lindor, his first month with the Mets was not a great month. And, you know, can you explain what do you think is going on with Lindor? Is it just adjusting to a new league, team, that kind of thing, or is it something else?
Well, good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks, and hope you are as well. It's not quite the frozen tundra here today, 52 degrees, but I suspect it's a little warmer where you are in Phoenix. But the numbers are kind of weird. I mean, Andy said that the standings are upside down, and you know, you look at some of the numbers, and they're upside down too. And I don't know what to put it down to. Do we put it down to the fact that the players are maybe not as motivated because there's not as many fans in the stands? Do we put it down to the fact that last year was such a funny season? It was a late season. It was a short season. Did players not get their timing correct? Did they do something different in spring training this year? I don't think we have the answer to that. And, I'm kind of curious to see what it looks like at the end of May, to see if those kinks have been worked out in the second month of the season that weren't worked out in the first month of the season. And you bring up an interesting topic on Lindor, because I'd had the very same thought, that I was kind of curious as to why this guy, who most people will say is in the certainly in the top five in terms of talent in baseball. I think you can put him in categories with Tatis, and there's a ton of guys that you can put into that comparison. I just think that the guy is pressing too much. I think he's changed leagues, as you mentioned, so he's learning new pitchers, he's learning new hitters, he's learning new ballparks for the most part. He's playing in a city where there's always a lot of pressure on players. New York City, it doesn't matter what the sport is, you've got the media always on your back, pushing you, asking questions. You can't walk anywhere as an athlete without a microphone being shoved in your face. I just think the guy is struggling, and then you add to that the pressure of any player playing with a $340-some million contract. We've seen it happen hundreds of times in sports where a guy goes out and signs a multi-year, multi-million-dollar contract, and his performance at the outset is below. So I think it's a whole bunch of things, Mike, all the things that you mentioned. Let's look at it again in 60 days, and if it's still where it is today, then, yeah, there's a serious problem. But I got a feeling that the player with the talent of Lindor is going to work his way out of this over time. He's not going to go on 100 for the next 100 times at bat and boost his average that way, but I think we're going to see steady climbs over the next couple of months, and I think by the end of the season we'll see the numbers we normally see on the back of Francisco Lindor's baseball card.
That is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, talking Major League Baseball. We will, at some moment in time here, switch gears and talk some hockey with you, John, but I do want to keep it going here, and I agree with you 100%. You basically took the words right out of my mouth. The dude just got a 10-year deal, $341 million. I'm sorry, but with that comes pressure, and that's just the way it is. And rightfully so. There should be some pressure when you're getting that kind of money coming to you. People are expecting big things out of you. And I think that what I've seen over time with people or players that get these kinds of contracts, you kind of got to just relax. You kind of got to realize that this money is yours, and they gave it to you for a reason, because they believe in you, because they know that your talent level is extraordinary, and you just have to figure out a way to, I guess what I would say is, you got to figure out the right balance, and you got to be able to, you know, realize that your life is set, but you also need to keep continuing to go out there and do what got you that huge contract. And I think there is a moment or a little bit of a time where this is a lot to take in. And anybody, I don't know when it would happen, but at some moment in time, you're going to be complaining about the productivity of somebody when they're making that kind of money. So, quite frankly, get it over early, Francisco, and you know what, maybe you'll figure it out before the end of the year, and then everybody will know and appreciate your value that you bring to the table. So I think it's more of like a balancing act, and how do I go about this? And yeah, I'm making all this money, and I got to make all these people happy, and I need to do this, that, and the other. I think you got to do what my man Aaron Rodgers said a while back. Just relax. Go out there and play the game you love the way you know how to. Right, John?
Yeah, exactly. And he's got so much talent that the cream always rises to the top. And at some point in time, he's going to get back to being that elite player that we know that he is. But we also know the Mets have a terrible time scoring runs. So, you know, he's part of that problem. He's also part of the solution. So I think the next 30 days will be an interesting viewpoint as to what he does to turn it around, because he's getting to the point where he's not far away from seeing all the teams in the league for the second time around. And we all know that baseball is a huge game of adjustments. And at some point in time, he'll pick up on some of these things. And I'm sure that by the end of the season, as I said before, we're going to see the numbers that we're used to seeing on the back of Lindor's baseball card.
Hey, one more thing before we get to the break, and it's kind of along the lines of what you just brought up. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at the run differential and the teams other than in the American League East, that is, you have the Blue Jays, your guys, and then you have the Yankees who are – they're both plus, which would usually mean, or at least the trend this season – that you're going to be above 500. And then all the minus teams, they're below 500, except in the National League East, where it's very close. They're teetering on being over 500, but I think it's interesting because there's a lot of negative differential there, but you have teams that are competing and they're all a little bit below 500. But the teams that are in the green, they're very good, and they're winning a lot of baseball games. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. John, if you can, stick around with us. We got to talk some hockey on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. Okay. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll all be back right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. As a business owner, you've got a lot of decisions to make. You're the one responsible for your company's ultimate success or failure. You're the one all of your employees look to for direction. And you're the one that has to see the big picture to know what moves to make next. But don't get so caught up in feeling accomplished by getting work done and those to-do items checked off that you forget to check in with yourself. Every week, take 30 minutes to have a meeting with yourself as the chief strategist of your business and make sure you're still headed in the right direction rather than just accomplishing a list of tasks. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19.
We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Verano once more looking for Ofi. They crisscross. Verano shot. Score! He won it. No place or show. He won it. Verano in overtime. And the Capitals take game one of their season. Quick shot off the post.
It's read by Stastny. They send it back up top for Theodore. Here's Pacioretty now. Backhand pass connects Theodore to the front tip. Loose puck scores out. Stone scores!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, like always. I'm Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We talk baseball, we talk hockey, and obviously from the highlights, the clips that you heard, we're going to talk some hockey right now, and I got to start out right here in the desert with our Arizona Coyotes, who, unfortunately, John and Mike, I have a feeling they're playing themselves right out of the playoffs, and the St. Louis Blues are sneaking their way in, man, and 53 to 50 points at this moment, got to be top four in your own division. The Knights, the Avalanche, the Wild, they're all secure, and now it becomes a race between St. Louis, Arizona, and San Jose, and right now, I'm feeling pretty good about the Blues getting that fourth spot, John.
Yeah, it's pretty much as we've been saying for probably about the last 4 or 5 weeks, Andy, that top three teams were close to clinching, have now officially clinched playoff spots, so as we've suspected for quite some time, that fourth spot is going to come down to St. Louis and Arizona. And St. Louis clearly in the driver's seat, 3-point advantage, plus they have three games in hand. So you got to win those games, obviously, but I'd rather have the opportunity to pick up 6 points than be sitting in a chair at home watching another team play on TV hoping that they lose. Much easier when you can control your own destiny, and St. Louis clearly have an opportunity to do that. But I think the Coyotes gave it a good run, but you know, it's that age-old problem with the Coyotes, and we've talked about this a number of times, including this year. They have this terrible tendency to get out of the gate really slowly, and once again, I think that's going to come and bite them in the backside.
John, is there a sleeper team that once the playoffs get going, is there a team that's kind of a sleeper that could make a run that could surprise people this season?
Well, it depends on which way you're looking at it, Mike. If you're looking at it from where a particular team is in the standings at the moment, I would say probably Boston would be the team that would fit into that category for me. They've been in fourth place for most of the season because they've sort of always been behind in terms of the number of games played. But right now they're only 1 point behind the Islanders, so they're only 5 points behind Pittsburgh in first place, and Boston still has 6 games to play, which is more than any of the other teams that are ahead of them. Boston are on a bit of a streak right now as well, 8-2, so in their last 10. So they're sort of getting to the point now where they're getting hot at the right time of year. If you're talking about a team that maybe at the start of the season we didn't see as a particularly good team that looks like they might have something in the tank, I would say Florida Panthers might be a good example of that. I mean, they're in a very tight division with Carolina. They're 2 points behind Carolina. They are 2 points ahead of Tampa Bay, and we all know how good a team Tampa Bay is. So I guess those would probably be the three teams that I would look at, Mike, that might be sleepers. Minnesota might even sort of creep into that group as well. I mean, they've been in that top three in the Western Division all season. They're currently sitting third, 6 points behind Vegas and 2 points behind Colorado, but they're 8-1-1 in their last 10 games. So like Boston, they're on a pretty good run right now. That is a better hockey team than we thought it was at the start of the season. So in answer to your question, there's four teams that I can see being sleepers, but perhaps for all different reasons.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking NHL hockey. As we know, the postseason right around the corner, literally like a handful of games left in general. You know, something I just picked up on, John, and I want your take on this. Obviously, Carolina has the most points overall with 75. Then you have the Vegas Knights, who have 74. You didn't mention in all of your conversation right there with teams that, you know, Mike asked you about that potentially could wreak some havoc. And I don't necessarily know, maybe you didn't do this because they're obviously coming from the top. And I'm talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have 71 points, you know, not quite the most, but they're definitely separating themselves in the north from Edmonton and Winnipeg and Montreal. But obviously that's an all Canada division. Is there a chance that the Cup can be back in Canada? Yes or no?
Well, I've lived in Toronto for 54 years. I moved here about 2 weeks before they won their last Stanley Cup. So I have lived with the ups and downs of the Toronto Maple Leafs for 54 years, and I've learned that they're rarely as good as they look when you look at the standings at the top, and they're not always as bad as they look when they're at the bottom. And one of the things that concerns me this year with the Leafs is that they have had a series of peaks and valleys. I mean, they're currently on a five-game winning streak, but it's not that long ago that we were talking about them losing 6 out of 7, and we've kind of seen that trend all year. And if you get to a 25 or 28-game playoff push and you can win 20 games, yeah, you're going to win the Stanley Cup. We all know that. You win 16, you win the Cup. But I'd be very afraid of the Toronto Maple Leafs getting into one of those awfully cold spells in a best-of-seven series and finding themselves being pushed out in 5 games. There isn't the consistency there, and that's what scares me a little bit. I see a lot of Leaf games because they're all on local TV. I think they're a good team. I think they're a much better team than we've seen in recent years. But, you know, are they a playoff-quality team? I'm still not sold on them, quite frankly. And, you know, to win the Cup, you've got to be the best team in the playoffs. And with all due respect to the Leafs, I think there's probably 3 or 4 teams in the league right now that might be better built for the playoffs than the Leafs are. But, hey, it's nice to see them in first place. We haven't seen that in a long, long time.
Again, the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey. And we're very close to the postseason starting, and obviously it's near and dear to all of our hearts. We love watching those crazy games when, you know what, they can play all night long, for crying out loud. And, you know, I got to ask you, John, when you mentioned a little bit of the failures with the Toronto Maple Leafs, it kind of sounds like a sports fan in a nutshell, because we always think we have the best team and our team is going to get it done for whatever it is, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, soccer, you name it. Whatever team we follow, we're always pulling for them to get it done. So with that being said, who might we not be looking at that really could make a run? And I don't mean a team like, you know, Boston, where I agree with you. They're basically a first-place team. I mean, all of those teams are so close. When you're 5 points behind the Pittsburgh Penguins, I think you have a legitimate shot to wreak some havoc. So is there a team that could get hot like Toronto at the right time?
Well, I've been saying all season that, in my opinion, on paper, top to bottom, the best team in the Canadian division is the Winnipeg Jets. And for a long time this season, they gave the Leafs a good run for their money. They were within 2 or 3 points of the Leafs. About 10 days ago, the Leafs went into Winnipeg, won a two-game series, swept a two-game series, looked very good in sweeping that two-game series. you look at the standings, the Jets all of a sudden in third place, 5 points behind the Oilers, and the Oilers are 9 points behind the Leafs. So, you know, the math is very easy there. Jets are 14 points behind the Maple Leafs at the moment. They've lost six in a row. So you look at the standings right now, and you might say, well, Winnipeg, not in a good spot. But I think Winnipeg is a much better hockey team than a team that's going to lose six games in a row. I think they could just as easily turn around and win six in a row. And you go into a playoff series and you win six in a row, you've won one series and you're halfway to winning a second. So I would say if there's a team for me that's going to kind of come out of the dark that we didn't talk about and isn't playing well right now, it's the Winnipeg Jets. You know, they look like they're going to be playing the Edmonton Oilers in the first round, and the other matchup in that division pretty much looks like Toronto and Montreal, because I really don't see Calgary catching Montreal for fourth spot. Edmonton and Winnipeg, I think that would be a very good series, because we've got two very solid teams and we've got some really good players on both teams. The teams are solid. They're well coached. I wouldn't say they don't like each other, but there's a very keen rivalry between those two cities. I think that would be an exciting series to watch. But I still think Winnipeg's an awfully good hockey team, and they're certainly not a team that's going to go out and lose six in a row too often.
John, as always, we have a true pleasure talking to you about sports, and obviously really, really appreciate you putting in a lot of overtime today, if you will. So enjoy the rest of your day, and we will catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys. Always my pleasure to join you. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball, hockey. I'll tell you what, John, Mike, I truly love getting an education each and every week from John about hockey and or baseball. He's a wealth of knowledge, for sure, and we're lucky to talk to him each and every Sunday. By the way, we're always live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do come back in the wee hours of the night at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike, we haven't done this yet, and I can't believe it. We have not talked about the NFL draft at all, brother, and I know that that is your wheelhouse.
Yeah, no, it's exactly my wheelhouse, and I figured, look, we got a whole nother hour to talk NFL draft and the good spots, the bad spots, and talking about bad spots, if you're a Raider fan, dear Jesus, I don't know what they're doing in Vegas, but it was not a good showing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, some people really mess up the draft. Some people get it. I guess you get it right. And at the end of the day, brother, we've said this so many times. It is a crapshoot to a certain degree. However, you do your due diligence. You try to get as much information as you can about people, and then you try to go out and make the best decision for your organization moving forward. And Trevor Lawrence, we had no doubt in our mind that he was going to be the number one pick and go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He did just that. Zach Wilson goes number two to the Jets. Trey Lance, that's when things started to get a little bit interesting as he went to the 49ers. Maybe people thought Mac Jones there. And then speaking of Mac Jones, dude, how crazy is it? Billy Boy didn't even have to do anything. Mac Jones fell right in his lap. And I'm telling you what, Mike Wilson, I think that's who he wanted all along, brother.
Oh, if you're talking Belichick wanting Mac Jones, I don't doubt that that's the guy that he wanted. I mean, look, he's great friends with all the people at Bama, and I'm sure that he got everything that he needed in terms of information from Saban and the staff there at Bama.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So I think there were obviously Justin Fields went before him, Mac Jones being the fourth quarterback selected in the NFL draft. So I don't know. I think Billy Boy does it once again. That's all I'm saying. I really think that he got the guy that he wanted. A lot like Tom Brady, a little bit of a statue, but a hell of a passer of the ball. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple of different ways. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us and check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can check us out on Instagram. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, we're going to continue to break down the NFL draft, but real quickly, your thoughts about maybe some winners and losers potentially? Mike, are you with me, my friend? What's going on, bro?
I'm right here. I don't know. I live out in the sticks, so I don't know if it's, you know, just because I live in the middle of nowhere.
Probably is. Santan is somewhere out there in Arizona. So, again, yeah. Winners and losers, just initially. And I think it's hard to say winners and losers because right. You have to wait 2, 3, 4 years to know if you're a winner or loser. But on paper, who might be a winner and who might be a loser?
On paper and how they kind of filled their needs and addressed their needs. Look, this is going to sound kind of homerish, but I think Miami did a great job in getting most of their needs met, drafting the kid Waddle out of Alabama. That guy has speed to burn. I think the Vikings did really well. I definitely think the Bears addressed their quarterback situation with Justin Fields. I think Tampa, the Super Bowl champs, did a good job. I think the Chargers did a good job. On the bad side of things, the Texans. Seattle, but see, you know, look, Seattle only had a few draft picks this draft. They only had 3 picks, and then the Raiders just botched it.
You know, and you mentioned Miami, and I just want to say this real quickly, and I think you're on a theme here. Miami had a ton of draft picks, okay? So they had a lot of picks to fill some holes. I think teams that don't have a bunch of picks to fill holes, those are the teams that ultimately lose out because you need to have some bodies. So at the end of the day, bodies, bodies, bodies. We got to take a break. That means hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Tons of NFL draft talk, among other things. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. President Biden visited Philadelphia on Friday to stump for his newly proposed infrastructure bill. He spoke at the 30th Street Amtrak station, celebrating the 50th year of service. Amtrak said after Biden announced the plan that the corporation would upgrade and expand service, including adding 30 new routes and adding trains on 20 existing routes across the U.S. by 2035. This morning, North Korea warned the United States will face, quote, a very grave situation because President Joe Biden, quote, made a big blunder in his recent speech by maintaining North Korea is a security threat and revealing his intention to maintain a hostile policy against it. Last week, Biden made his first address to Congress, during which he called North Korea and Iran's nuclear programs serious threats to American and world security, promising to work with allies to address those problems through diplomacy and stern deterrence. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
The Army is severely punishing leaders at Fort Hood after an investigation shows massive failures in investigating the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Army says it's disciplined 21 officers and non-commissioned soldiers, including the firing of 8 commanders after the death of Vanessa Guillen. She was killed in Fort Hood, Texas last year. They did acknowledge she was being sexually harassed. Federal investigators say that Guillen was working at an armory last April when Specialist Aaron Robinson, who actually wasn't sexually harassing her, beat her to death. He is believed to have later dismembered and burned her remains. They were found 2 months after she died. The investigation also found a series of missteps that allowed Robinson to escape. When he was confronted by police after her remains were found, he shot himself. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Find us on the web at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A University of Houston linebacker is 2021's Mr. Irrelevant. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The NFL held this year's draft in Cleveland this weekend, and while all the bright lights were shined on the stars picked Thursday in the first round, one player joined a select club on Saturday at the very end of the draft. Tampa Bay selected University of Houston linebacker Grant Stewart with the 259th and final pick, making him 2021's Mr. Irrelevant. Stewart notched a team-high 61 tackles in 2020, his senior season. The title of Mr. Irrelevant is a tongue-in-cheek crown first coined in 1976. The most well-known Mr. Irrelevant is also a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Kicker Ryan Succop was drafted 256th in 2009 by the Kansas City Chiefs. In 2021, he became the first Mr. Irrelevant to win a Super Bowl after joining the Bucs before the start of the 2020 season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Susan Wright, the wife of late Republican Representative Ron Wright, advanced Saturday in a runoff election for Texas's 6th congressional district. The district, which covers some southeastern parts of Fort Worth, is seen as the country's first competitive contest since President Biden took office. Former President Trump has voiced support of Wright. In 2020, he carried the district by 3 points. In 2016, he won by 12. The runoff will be a race between the two top candidates from the special election. Wright will be up against Republican State Representative Jake Elizee, who gained 14.2% of the vote. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. And let me tell you, from the Kentucky Derby and Bob Baffert and John Velasquez to the NFL Draft, Roger Goodell and Trevor Lawrence, we've got you covered in every way, shape, and form. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
I am doing great, and I can't wait to get into the NFL draft and who won, who lost. But like we've said, you got to wait a few years to see who really won and who really lost.
Yeah, I agree. And obviously, a lot going on all over the sports world, whether it's the NBA, whether it's Major League Baseball, where I told you, brother, it's time to get a little cruisy because the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place and have the most wins and the least losses, at least at this moment in time, as far as it goes in Major League Baseball. So makes me pretty happy, brother. I got to say it.
Yeah, you absolutely have to say it. That's what being a fan is all about, man.
All right, so obviously a ton of things to dive into. We will do that on the other side, so keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. As a business owner, you've got a lot of decisions to make. You're the one responsible for your company's ultimate success or failure. You're the one all of your employees look to for direction. And you're the one that has to see the big picture to know what moves to make next. But don't get so caught up in feeling accomplished by getting work done and those to-do items checked off that you forget to check in with yourself. Every week, take 30 minutes to have a meeting with yourself as the chief strategist of your business and make sure you're still headed in the right direction rather than just accomplishing a list of tasks. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Domans again with time, corner of the end zone, completes it. Did Fowler get his feet in? Yes, touchdown Giants. Baker, time again to throw. This time over the middle and caught in the end zone for a touchdown, Rashard Higgins. And I'm not sure you could have a better opening drive than the one that Baker Mayfield just put together, 89 yards for the score.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
People got to understand this here. We all can have dreams, but the dreamer never chases us. We have to chase the dream.
I agree 100%, man. If you're given that opportunity, go ahead and chase it, baby, because it's a life-changing event. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Call us, get at us, we can rap about the sports world, talk about your team, what they did as far as the NFL draft, or whatever's on your mind at 1-800-878-7529. Can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And then check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so Trevor Lawrence goes one, Zach Wilson goes two, Trey Lance goes three. The first non quarterback is Kyle Pitts, who is a tight end, and makes a lot of sense that he went to Atlanta, where they just lost Hooper, a very solid tight end. I believe he's now with Cleveland, and Kyle Pitts is a heck of an athlete. And then Chase goes, the kid from the standout wide receiver from LSU, goes in the five spot. And what's interesting about this, Mike Wilson, is obviously he's reuniting with with Burrow, which obviously will be a very good situation for these two guys. They're familiar with each other. So I know a lot of people were talking about them going offensive line. I want to get your take on this move, because when you compare that combination back up like they did in college, maybe you give them a free pass and you say, this is the right move at this moment in time, because we know what these two guys did in college. So let's get them back on the field together in the NFL.
Well, I mean, look, I see what they were trying to do. Personally, for my Dolphins, I was hoping Chase would fall to six, but that wasn't to be. But let's face it, with the Bengals, it's all about Joe Burrow and trying to keep him healthy, to me. And, you know, one way to keep him healthy is to draft an offensive lineman like Penei Sewell from Oregon, the best offensive lineman in the draft. And the one guy, or the one offensive lineman that I heard that most GMs are going to say is going to end up in the Hall of Fame. Now, granted, he hasn't played a snap. None of these kids have played a snap in the NFL. But if we look at where Joe Burrow is at, and he's rehabbing because of a serious injury, you got to keep that guy upright so he can get the ball to a guy like Chase or anybody else on the outside for those Bengals. So I understood why they took Chase. Chase is one of those talents that it's hard to say no to. But at the same time, if your quarterback is in rehab, you know, trying to fix an injury or on his back most of the time, you got to protect the franchise. So that's where I kind of land on that. Look, Miami did the same thing in terms of Tua and Waddle, you know, from Alabama. Those two played together at Alabama. But Miami has a much better offensive line than the Bengals do. So their offensive line help, you know, wasn't as glaring of a need. They still took offensive linemen later in the draft, but they know that Tua is the franchise. They got to protect him, and they did an okay job of that last year. Cincinnati, you know, they did address some offensive linemen, but when you got a guy like Penei Sewell staring you in the face, I just think you got to take a guy like that to protect what you have in Joe Burrow.
Interesting how maybe in his case, not playing the season pushed him down a little bit, whereas for Trey Lance, it had the opposite effect. Is that fair to say? And if it is, I'm just wondering why people would go that direction versus the other direction. So Trey Lance and both Sewell, as far as I know, did not play the whole 2020 season, correct?
Yeah, Chase didn't play. Penei Sewell didn't play. Sewell was one of the first guys to come out and going, I'm not taking a chance with the pandemic. I'm going to sit out. That's what I'm going to do. In terms of pushing him down a little bit, yeah, maybe a little bit, but look, with a guy like Penei Sewell, the tape speaks for itself. It just does. And for anybody to say he wasn't the best offensive lineman in the draft, I got to check their head a little bit. I just do. The guy didn't give up a sack. He gave up very little sacks at Oregon. He's huge. He's a house with legs. He's 6'6", 320. He can move. It's just one of those things where, yeah, maybe the pandemic played a little bit of a part in pushing some of these guys down a little bit. I was a little shocked that Justin Fields slid down like he did. But, you know, look, the Chicago Bears were sitting there waiting for him. That's a great pickup for the Bears. The other part of this is simply the kid from North Dakota State. I don't know why his name is
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, yeah. I mean, I said that the Niners were going to go with Trey Lance. It just fits. The talk of Mac Jones in San Francisco was just a smokescreen to me. That's not the kind of offense that Kyle Shanahan runs with a kind of a stand-up Tom Brady kind of quarterback.
All right, two moves that I really,
that's mobile.
Hey, Yeah, two moves that I really like that I think are a little bit under the radar, and this is going to bode well for you in Pittsburgh. I love the Najee Harris pickup of a running back at number 24 for them. We saw that dude. He's a beast. He's an animal. So, and I mean that in the best possible way, obviously. He can carry people on his back. I love that move, especially since James Conner is no longer in the equation. The other move I like, and I was hoping he would fall to the Green Bay Packers. He did not. He went a couple picks before that. That's Rashad Bateman, the star, the standout wide receiver from the University of Minnesota, who went to Baltimore for a guy like Lamar Jackson, who, quite frankly, he needs more weapons. And you know what? I like this move for Baltimore for his sake and to help his development of being a better passer of the ball, Mike Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. The pickup of Baltimore getting Bateman from the University of Minnesota, your old stomping grounds, as yep. you should say, is a great pickup for Lamar Jackson. He does need weapons on the outside, so he doesn't have to be running around and taking the chance of just getting hit if someone can catch him as much. But I do like that pickup. And then Najee Harris for the Steelers, are you kidding me? Could yeah. they have addressed their running back situation any better than drafting this guy from Bama?
No,
the guy jumps
I don't
over.
So.
I mean, his whole highlight film, Dorf, is him jumping over guys in the SEC and just running through guys. The only thing that was a little, it's still a little bit of a shock to me for Pittsburgh. They could have addressed their offensive line needs sooner, and they didn't do it until the third or fourth round. And when you have a guy like Marcus Pouncey, who retired, not going to be there for Big Ben, you got to address those needs, because this is more than likely Big Ben's last year, and you don't need Roethlisberger on his back more often than not. And so they have to keep addressing that. They did pick up some more linebacker help, which is another need. Pittsburgh is a team that's full of holes right now, and they're kind of cash strapped in terms of the cap. So they got to be creative in what they do, but picking up Najee Harris is a big, big upgrade from Connor, who's now here in Cardinal land.
Yeah, interesting how everything kind of works itself out when you really think about it. A big void that they needed to fill, and Najee Harris is, wow. That's all I can say. Sometimes
yeah,
the rich get
wow.
richer, and I love this move for them. We didn't talk about the big deal that happened on draft day that really wasn't a story, and I love how certain places run with things, and obviously I'm talking about the Aaron Rodgers situation. It wasn't news that this guy's been unhappy in Green Bay. However, they chose the draft day to figure out a way to make that the storyline of the day. Interesting. That's all I can say. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Third down and two from the Cincinnati 21. Shotgun snap. Rudolph is running out of the pocket. Stops on the numbers. Throws to the running back. Connor at the 10. Down the sideline. The 5. Into the end zone. Breaking a tackle. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
And Jacobson checked back in. He will be the running back. Ingold is in there as the fullback, the lead back for number 28. He comes over to the left. It's a toss play. Jacobson going to run behind. He's got daylight. 5-4-3. End zone. Touchdown. Washington is back as a running back. Ingold is not in. Here comes Washington. Slant. End zone. Touchdown. Raiders.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us, everybody. Welcome back in, everybody. When the knees get weak, you may fall flat on your face. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple different ways. You can holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up, follow us, and rap with us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And, you know, we're talking about the NFL draft and things that happened on that day, which life-changing for a lot of individuals. And I saw some quotes from young men that were having their dreams fulfilled that day and saying, you know, that my mom and my family, that they're now retired, which is an absolutely beautiful thing. And you know what? More power to those people. But I do want to address this with you a little bit, Mike Wilson, and that is the conversation about Aaron Rodgers not being happy in Green Bay. And quite frankly, my friend, this is not news. I think that this is something that we have seen being played out for the last couple few years there in Green Bay. And with what happened in last year's draft, taking Jordan Love and the disconnect that they had from that, the fallout that they had from that, was obviously a setback. But then you saw what happened on the field. The Green Bay Packers go 13-3. They get to their second NFC championship game in 3 years. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP of the league. Aaron Rodgers has one of the best wide receivers in the league. Aaron Rodgers has one of the best running backs in the league. Aaron Rodgers has one of the best offensive lines in the league. Aaron Rodgers now has a defense that is getting better. Mike Wilson, if you can't tell and if you can't hear it in my voice, I'm getting a little bit angry and I'm getting a little bit upset at the fact that I'm trying to figure out what the hell Aaron Rodgers is so upset about there in Green Bay, Mike Wilson.
I'm trying to figure out
that same thing as well. And, you know, you mentioned a lot of good things about Green Bay. They got one of the best receivers. They got one of the best running backs, the offensive line. You know, that's kind of like the offensive line in Tampa. They're not going to let, you know, Tom Brady get touched. They're not going to, you know, in Green Bay, they're not going to, they don't want to have Aaron Rodgers on his back getting touched like that. For whatever reason, and I like Aaron Rodgers. I just do. He's California kind of cool. But look, he can be a little passive aggressive. He can be one of those people that maybe holds a grudge, and maybe, you know, he was a little embarrassed or a little ticked off last year when they took Jordan Love, you know, in the draft, kind of drafting his replacement. So he figured, and I'm just speculating, Andy. I am. You are more in touch with the Green Bay way of doing things up there than I am, since you are from the great state of Wisconsin and born and raised a Packers fan. So I'm just speculating. You know what? If Aaron Rodgers on draft day last year was ticked off, he was like, you know what? I'm going to embarrass the franchise this year in the draft and create a story, put a story out there, I don't know. He's not going to be traded. There's no way that you
right.
trade a guy like Aaron Rodgers. His cap hit is massive. If you trade for him, so I think, and I believe you said this the other day to me, like, they're stuck with each other, and they got to figure out a way. They got to figure out a way to solve this before it really goes south. And you know, who knows? Aaron can just be like, you know what? I'm not showing up. I'm going to hold out, or I'm just going to retire. And okay, good luck with Aaron, you know, Aaron Jones, or, you know, Aaron Love, or whatever his name is, backing him
Jordan
up.
Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me address a few things here. Okay. At the end of the day, my friend, this is a team game, and this guy doesn't sound like a team player. I'm sorry, but I am looking at this very objectively. Am I a little annoyed? Am I a little upset that we've had two of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game, and we've got two freaking championships to show for it? You bet your ass, Mike Wilson. You can guarantee that, my friend. But at the same time, I'm going to tell you this. I think their careers were also made there in Green Bay. So as much as they want to be upset at the organization for not doing this, that, or the other, we all know how it works, man. You're a systems quarterback, man. And at the end of the day, you find a system that works for you, and you either flourish or you fail. And I'll tell you what, under Matt LaFleur and his new offense that he runs, Aaron Rodgers was better than he's been in a long, long time in year number two of this situation. So I'm sorry, but I'm excited. I'm heated a little bit. And quite frankly, man, this dude is such a diva that I was hoping that they would call this guy's bluff and go out and try to get a king's ransom for him on draft day. And the only way that they were going to trade him, Mike Wilson, is just that. You get a king's ransom for a guy that's unhappy, and you ship him somewhere where he's going to be even more miserable. At the end of the day, brother, I listen to guys talk about this over and over, and I sit there and I say, you know what? You just don't get it. And when you say the Packers are doing nothing for this guy, you're sorely mistaken. Once again, one of the best wide receivers in the game, one of the best freaking running backs in the game, one of the best offensive lines in the game. And then last year, Tonyan came out of the woodwork, and now we've got one of the best tight ends in the freaking game. So, and the defense is getting better. They got a new defensive coordinator for Aaron Rodgers. So, brother, wake up and smell the coffee. And I'm tired of hearing all these so-called experts put things in people's heads and say, yo, you got to do this, you got to do that. At the end of the day, man, it's hard work and dedication. And you know what? The right situation. And quite frankly, the best situation for Aaron Rodgers is the Green Bay Packers for a ton of reasons. So all this nonsense that we saw on draft day, Mike Wilson, It was just that. They had absolutely nothing to run with on draft day. So let's run with Aaron Rodgers being unhappy and disgruntled in Green Bay, which we have known for 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah, no. I mean, like you said, and I repeated it to you, they are stuck with one another. They have to get over whatever pettiness on either side that they may be feeling. You take a look, Andy, at who they drafted in this just this last draft. They went a lot on defense, but look, you draft an Ohio State center. You drafted a wide receiver from Ole Miss. You got another offensive guard from Florida. You got another offensive tackle from Wisconsin. So, and a running back from Mississippi State. Your team is doing what they should do to try and improve the offense for Aaron. And the offense, as it is right now, is pretty dang good. Now they're creating depth. I'm not sure what he's looking at, or if this is just the culmination of just years of frustration of not drafting some high, you know, some first round pick that's going to help him. I'm not sure exactly what is at the bottom of Aaron Rodgers. And we'll just call it what it is, pettiness right now, about Green Bay and not looking at it from 30,000 feet, realizing that he has a pretty good situation going on there at Lambeau Field. So it's a bit of a shock. Yes, it's a big story. Yes, the media is running with agendas and kind of siding with Aaron Rodgers. But when you look at it from the 20,000 foot level, you got to question, what are these media people missing? Because this is the best situation for him in the NFL. Nowhere else is he going to get this kind of support. Nowhere else is he going to have a better chance to win another title. And you're exactly right. Look, you went from Favre, you went to Rodgers, you've had like 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play. No organization can really say that in the history of their team. And you got 2 Super Bowls to show for it, which is not much, in my opinion. But you just have to wonder, what's Aaron's end game? What does he want? Where does he think he's going to end up? Because when you take a look at the teams that are ready to win, they don't want him because they're ready to win already. They're on the cusp.
No, I agree with you. At the end of the day, the best situation for Aaron Rodgers is right there in Green Bay, bro. He was 13-3 last year. He's the reigning MVP. Had a year like none other before, or back about 10 years ago, I should say. So at the end of the day, I think this is a lot of nothing. He'll be back in Green Bay, and they're going to be back doing what they do. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You want to take a chance on that?
I wanted to do the right thing.
Welcome back in, everybody. Doing the right thing is important, as we know. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is, again, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Obviously, if you want to get at us, call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And check us out live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we come back in the wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike, we have yet to address the NBA, obviously, because we have spoken a lot about the draft. We talked a little bit about hockey. We've talked about baseball. We talked about the Derby. But we're neglecting our true passion, which is the NBA. And basketball is something that's near and dear to yours and my heart big time. Phoenix Suns are playing exceptionally well, beating Utah the other day, 7-3 in their last 10, winners of 3 straight. Denver also playing extremely well right now without Jamal Murray, who I think, as we see in the postseason, I think that is going to cause some problems for them. However, Jokic playing fantastic and leading the way for his squad. You got to like seeing that from him. On the other side, Brooklyn still on top of the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia right behind them. The Bucks about 3.5 games or so behind that. The surprise, obviously, one of the surprises, the New York Knicks, the Atlanta Hawks are getting better. And then Boston being in the top 6. However, Miami and them have the same record. So you got to be in the top 6 in order to have a little bit of security, if you will, because of the new format with 10 teams being involved. But we're coming down to it, man. This is the stretch run, and the postseason is literally now right around the corner, Mike.
Yeah, the postseason is right around the corner, and this is this is when legends are made. This is when names are made coming down the stretch in the playoffs. Like you said, Brooklyn is right at the top there. We'll see how they do going into the playoffs. I still think there's some chemistry issues with Brooklyn because of everybody being out. Especially with the big three there in Brooklyn, a lot this year. Like you said, the Knicks, you know, personally with the Knicks, I mean, I'll never root for the Knicks to win being a Boston fan. You just don't do that. I mean, if you want to stay in the club kind of thing, but you have to be impressed with the job that the Knicks, the organization, has done, because let's face it, the last time the Knicks were relevant, I think George W. Bush was
the 90s.
Right. It was, you know, Clinton was president and all that kind of stuff. So
Patrick Ewing, John Starks, and the guys.
Oakley.
With, yeah. Anthony Mason and Charles Oakley, bro. That brings me back to the early 90s and obviously some of the best basketball that I ever remember being played. So those are some good times, man.
But with the Knicks, you just have to tip your cap to them because they got a bunch of young guys. That are kind of finding their way. But the one thing that you and I have always talked about with the Knicks this year is the way they play defense. They're one of the top defensive teams in the NBA. Defense travels. Defense is going to win you games. And look, they're sitting in the fourth spot right now.
It's pretty crazy, man. And obviously a lot to do with that is Tom Thibodeau being the head coach.
Yep.
This guy is
exactly.
Definitely a defensive-oriented mind. Okay, so question for you, my friend. Who's more important to their team, James Harden or LeBron James?
Oh, I would probably – look, anytime that you don't have LeBron, a guy that can, you know, kind of take over in all three facets of the game, he can pass, he can certainly get in there and rebound, he's a big enough guy, he can score for you whenever he wants. I would say LeBron for me would be the most important to his team because that's a big cog in the wheel that if you don't have it, you're at a disadvantage. You know, look, in Brooklyn, Harden, yeah, he's an important cog in that. You know, he can score from wherever he wants on the court. His defense has gotten a little bit better, but to me, the overall game of LeBron and what he can do on a court, to me, he's the most important to his team.
Be very interesting to see if the Lakers fall out of the top six, a game ahead of your Portland Trailblazers at this moment in time. And quite frankly, my friend, it's LeBron James every day, probably twice every single day, as far as I'm concerned. When you look at what the Brooklyn Nets are doing, they're in first place. And you can pretty much you've got a three-headed monster. You've got obviously, you got KD, you got Kyrie, and you've got James Harden. And the point of what I'm saying is this. Look at what you've got in L.A. When LeBron goes out, you've got AD. And I think that this is my knock on AD in general. He's not an alpha, bro. I'm sorry. He just ain't an alpha.
Yep.
You know, you look at what he did with New Orleans when he had to be the alpha. He really couldn't do much. And now you put him in L.A., and obviously he's a Robin to a Batman in LeBron, and there he flourishes. So, quite frankly, man, I'm going to say this, and I don't want you – I want you to take it in before you give me a quick response. I think people are foolish about AD being a top five player in the NBA because when you put him on his own, he's not so great, my friend.
No, I'm just going to say ditto. I don't think he's a top five guy. He's probably top 10, top 12 guy in the league. But yeah, no, when it's just him, he can't carry a team, to the promised land. He's not that guy. Like you said, he's the Robin to LeBron's Batman. And is he a great compliment for LeBron? Absolutely he is. But he's not the alpha guy that you expect to take you to the promised land of an NBA championship at all.
Who's the most dangerous team coming into the playoffs, in your humble opinion? Give me a squad on the eastern side and give me a squad on the western side. And it can be anyone from – well, right now in the east, it's Washington who's in the 10th spot, and then obviously Brooklyn in the one spot. Utah's in the one spot on the western conference side, and there's San Antonio hanging on to the 10th spot. I do think that they're going to beat out the Pelicans, who are – trying to give it their all at this moment in time. And Zion, brother, I got to say, he is very fun to watch. That he can do with his body being as big as he is, I love watching him. Seriously, I think he is a guy that is going to be a great player in this league for many, many years to come. But who might have a run in them on both sides that we may be sleeping on a little bit?
Maybe sleeping on. That's a great question, Andy. And you know, right now, I just wouldn't really want any part of the Wizards. Like, I would try to avoid them like the plague. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're playing good basketball.
You know, Westbrook is just, he's doing Westbrook things right now, and you team that with Bradley Beal. That's a deadly combination for any team to have to deal with. Another team in the East, and to me, that you just, I would try to avoid would be the Knicks. Look, they're 9-1 in their last 10. They play defense. Tibbs has them believing that they belong. And when a team has that kind of confidence or has that belief system in them that they can compete with anybody, anytime, anywhere, I could see the Knicks making a run and the Knicks making it difficult on some teams in the East. Now in the West, I still believe that Dallas, I wouldn't want any part of them because they can create matchup issues. And when you have Doncic, you know, your 6'8 point guard, 6'9 point guard, whatever he is, that can do anything that he wants on a court, that's a problem. My hometown Portland Trailblazers, they got height, they got width, they got Dame, they got McCollum. Blazers get hot, look out. They can create some problems. So those would be the teams other than, you know, the teams towards the top that I just wouldn't want any part of.
Golden State, man, I'm sorry, but Steph Curry is on an unbelievable run, and I don't think anybody wants to see Steph Curry at this moment in time either. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I do think we've talked about this so many times, brother. It's about matchups, and when you look at some of these matchups right now, if it were to take place, Utah playing Memphis, Phoenix playing Portland, Denver playing the Lakers, and then the Clippers playing Dallas, there's some rematches from last year from some of the series that we saw. I think it's extremely intriguing, and I think as we go through the last couple few games of the year, teams are going to be jockeying for position all the way through the end. And, you know, I'm a guy that hates to see players sit. Well, right now, brother, I think that everybody needs to play their guys because, unfortunately, you've got to be in the top six. And with the way things are so tight with the Western Conference, you got, obviously, Dallas and LA that are battling Portland right now to stay in the top six. And then on the other hand, you have Washington, Indiana, Charlotte, all kind of jockeying for the last couple three positions. I'm telling you what, man, we've got a lot of basketball still to play. And I think that a lot of those teams that were taking days off with certain players, we're going to start seeing those players not getting any time off, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think you hit the nail on the head with your comment there. You're not going to get anybody sitting for too long, maybe a game or something like that. But there are very few spots where it's just a blowout. And like you said, you got to land in the top six. And the Lakers and Portland are separated by a game. I'm telling you what, if Portland can get to the sixth spot and knock the Lakers down a notch, boy, those Blazer fans up there, I can guarantee you they're going to love knocking Big Brother out of the top six. That would make their year up there in Portland. Let me ask you this. Are we sleeping on the Clippers a little bit? They don't get a lot of love. They're only separated by a half game from the Nuggets, who are missing Jamal Murray. Do you think the Clips can make a run?
I do. I really do think they've got a lot of guys they can throw at you. They do have some bigs, Serge Ibaka, some other guys that are athletic and pretty good. I do think the Clippers are going to be an extremely tough out. And there's two teams. The Clippers are one of them. And then on the Eastern side, who we didn't mention either, and they had a great run last year, that's the Miami Heat. If they have all their guys and all their ducks in a row, maybe Miami can make another run. We know they have the experience, man, with what they did in the bubble last season. I think they shocked a lot of people, but Jimmy Buckets is back, Dragic is back, and you know what? I think that they're poised and maybe ready to make a move, so I think we may be sleeping on them. And again, man, I'm telling you what, I really like your Boston team, bro. They got that trifecta guys that can really beat you in a lot of different ways, and if Kemba is on – I really think Boston is an extremely tough out. I just think we got ourselves a lot of great series that we're coming up on. Whether they change a little bit in the next few days, sure. But ultimately, brother, buckle up, get your popcorn like we say about other things. I think we're going to have a really, really fun postseason run for the NBA. And what's really cool is now we've got 10 teams. We've got 20 teams in the mix. It's a much different ball game. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got parting shots coming here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
Welcome back in, everybody. I have been told I am the LeBron James of broadcasting before Mike Wilson by
Marv
Albert, by my man. I can't remember his name at this moment in time, and I'm kind of mad at this moment because he's one of the greatest personalities of all time. So if I can think of it before we get the heck out of Dodge, I will absolutely tell you. But Marv Albert has called me the LeBron James of broadcasting before. So Great highlight and very good clip there from our man Scott, who does a tremendous job for us here on the program. Great clips, great highlights, and obviously keeps us on track with what we're doing. Again, real quickly, you can always check us out live Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do come back in the wee hours starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And at this time, Mike, we always do our parting shots. So you are up, my friend.
Look, my parting shot this week goes out to the SEC football, college football conference. Once again, they proved where the best talent is at. They had 65 players selected this year. That's a record for that conference in the entire draft. Look, the last five drafts, Alabama has had 51 players taken in the last five drafts. That's almost a complete roster for NFL teams. The SEC had 6 out of the first 10 drafted. In this year's draft, they, out of the 32 picks in the first round, they had 12 players selected. The best talent in college football is the SEC, hands down.
Amazing, man. It's truly incredible when you think about those numbers. And only 259 kids or people drafted. So to have 50-some-odd being from one conference alone is absolutely ridiculous. My parting shot is this. Dreams and lives were changed with the NFL draft. Hopefully that means good things for the organizations as well as those people. For Mike Wilson and Scott and John Poulter, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll catch you next week here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.